I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, I'm Harriet Dyer.
And I'm Anna Thomas.
And this is our podcast, which is called I Don't Usually Find Women Funny, But...
I don't usually find women funny, but...
Do you, when you go to the supermarket, do you investigate if it's concentrate, not strong concentrate, or that if it says juice drink, it means that it's sugary and more squash than drink? It's a minefield.
Yeah, I don't know what's meant to drink. Are we meant to drink concentrate?
No, you're meant to, see, that's another thing. So you're supposed to drink, well, the purest is not from concentrate.
The good stuff.
Yeah. Right. Because I sent one of the children to get some juice, and they, but quite rightly, well, they had an absolute kerfuffle. Because I said, "Where's the avocado?" They were rolling in the street, apparently.
like tumbleweeds.
Yeah, they were going. Then some woman saw, because he's the youngest is 13. I'm not just sending a 4-year-old to get some shopping, and he's, I think he's probably, he's just very like impulsive, and one of my favourite moments was when he went to the supermarket. Different, I was with him. He was so helpful putting everything in his backpack, and he put it back, I've got to fall over backwards.
You're thick. Straight up, like,
yeah, just went, right, that's me. And we had the, because this was in front of the woman on the till. But this time when he was by himself, he put his bag on the, but he's not very gentle. He wouldn't think, oh, I need to be careful with this bag. He obviously put the bag of shopping on his bike, and then it all ripped open, and then there's, and then he was on a hill, and then the avocados rolled down the hill, and then this woman.
Oh, so I thought when you said the avocados rolling down the hill, I thought that's where he got it, sourced it from. You said it was food. It was like, well, there was actually an avocado rolling down the hill. So I thought, yeah. Well, I'll have that. It's actually on the shopping list.
He was foraging in the area. Yeah, it doesn't make it to the supermarket. It just
wild
goes.
Avocados running down the street.
Shrews and. I think I saw an armadillo on the road the other day. Do they drink them in this country?
You know what? I would be surprised if I saw one, but also if you told me that they are from this country, I'd also not be surprised.
Oh, okay.
What did it look like?
I saw an armoured, something armoured with a tail. They've got like a thick ratty tail, don't they? And then with panels.
Panels?
No, with like sections, don't they?
Yeah, like a roof.
What?
Like a roof of those tails, and it's like.
No, more like a...
not like a thatched roof.
What? No, like if... say if you had sections of tofu... but shaped like a tail, and then they... So the tail's like... But not like a... Not in panels like a sunroof.
Oh, no, the scale bits are like a roof. And the tail is like a big rat tail.
Yeah, but thick with sections like tofu.
I thought that was your go-to.
Yeah, whenever you said it.
I knew that's what I was about to say. But even, like, not even.
Now that I am. I've said, do you know something else I've been saying this week that I have never said before? Hashtag top shagger.
Stop talking about me, all right? What I do is no one's business. What are you talking about?
Someone was talking about, so they were basically saying, do you not shag everything because you've got bipolar? And I said, no. But then I said, don't get me wrong, in my day, I was a hashtag top shagger, but I wasn't a hashtag top shagger. I just felt the overwhelming need to say hashtag top shagger.
I have heard that about you, Harriet. Before I met you, hashtag top shagger. Is that the?
Me?
Not just top shagger. Hashtag, before even hashtags were about.
Yeah.
Before that, even on Twitter.
Have you seen on the Cobra Kai, which is the series about Karate Kid?
No, but it sounds like my street.
Oh, it's fantastic. And he starts his own dojo, but he doesn't know how social media works and all of that. So people tell him about hashtags, but he gets confused and he keeps saying hash brown instead of
hash brown,
brown.
Top shagger.
Yeah. just put myself in the nose. but have you had since I last saw you, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you. I don't know what I've done.
Well, you don't have to, I won't put you under pressure. No. And I'm not a male comedian. I'm not going to ask you for your diary, everyday diary entry since the last.
What male comedian do you talk
to? When you're talking to me, you'll be like, oh, how have you been? And they'll be like, on Sunday I'm gigging for hot water. Monday I'm gigging for. And I'm just like, yeah. Did I ask?
And I'm going to pay this month.
I just want to know. That's what I love in Edinburgh. I like just, although I did get accused of being boring, because I just hate the industry. Talk. So I started talking to someone about crisps, and then they were like, good chat, Harriet. And I was like, don't try and make out that I am a boring person. Well, I just don't want to talk about how many people am I getting in my room. I'm like, you don't care. You just want to tell me about how many people you're getting in your room. And I clearly couldn't give a shit either way about how many people anyone's got anyone in their room unless they're armadillos. Or parrots, puffins.
Yeah, if I ever do Edinburgh, if it ever happens, that's all. I'm only going to talk with the audience if a group of puffins turns up.
Yeah. Well, speaking of puffins, when was it? The comedy club that I do at the weekend. There's no food there. There's just like snacks, like Pringles, nuts. But let me tell you what happened this weekend. Muffins got introduced. But I misheard and thought they said puffins, and I was like, what, like puffin bagels? And they're like, what? And I'm like,
and then,
well, yeah, because I was like, surely they're endangered, but then they were on about muffins, I was on about puffins, and it was but now I think about it, you know, you can't be. Imagine if they went from Pringles, Nobby's Nuts to puffins.
Puffin sandwiches.
Yeah, puffin sandwiches. Puffin tacos. Puffin kebabs.
Puffin on toast.
Puffin on toast.
I don't. What would puffin? I said puffin. It tastes like salmon, but that's a fish, isn't it?
Yeah, puffin would. Well, I wouldn't know.
Pigeony. I'm not that I've eaten pigeon.
I feel like, controversially. And I've got nothing to back this up, no evidence, but like everything I say, I guess. Crocodile. I think puffin would taste like crocodile, and I've never eaten crocodile, but it's supposed to be like a white, like a chicken-looking tuna.
Yeah.
And that's what I think a puffin would taste like.
But then crocodiles are off the water.
Have you seen that video online with a, I don't know what bird it is. A bird is just, is it a seagull? No, it's not a seagull. A heron, maybe, is riding a crocodile.
No, but you need to send me that. That's really that.
Yeah, so the crocodile's just going along and the herons are just like surfing the crocodile.
Imagine you're the herons watching them being like, what are they doing?
Yeah.
That's like, you know when you sometimes see someone dresses up as like Spider-Man because that's climbing a building and everyone's like, I'm going to watch that. But also this could go really bloody wrong. Like, do you think the other herons are watching like, what the hell is Larry doing now?
No, I think, like what we were talking about last time, that Larry is like the Dirty Sanchez of the heron world.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, look at Larry, he's just absolute, what a hashtag legend, hashtag top shagging heron.
Top shagger Larry. So I think I said puffins are off the water. Crocodiles are off the water.
Ooh, tractors?
No, crocodiles.
Oh, crocodiles are off the water.
Tractors
are off the land. And
I've always said that. You can always count a tractor, you'll always find them on land. If you see a tractor in the air, you might be asleep.
I've seen a tractor in the air. Not in real life.
Well, there we go.
In, like, in a box.
You know, in Inception, When have we seen Inception?
Oh,
when they turn around to check if they're awake or asleep, they turn around a thing, and if it falls over, they might be asleep or they might be awake or something. It's like a tester thing to see if they're still dreaming or if they're woken up. So they do that. But in our ones, if there's a tractor that's not on the ground,
we know we're awake.
Because this is our reality.
Yeah, so I think I saw an armadillo in the road the other day. I've been, have you ever, are you used to the, because if anyone is listening that is, well, if anyone's listening, but if anyone's listening from the south, because I think it's just a northern thing because no one gives a shit about the north, but well, you'll be driving along on like the maddest of roads and they'll just, and I'm not even lying, before the snake pass closed, there was a car had clearly flown through the air, and then because I went like, you know, when you go like, and there was just a car like through a like a sign, and then like in the air, that, and then there's a at the minute by Barnsley that you've got to stop at traffic lights, and then in the front of one side of the traffic lights, there's just a car that someone's left and abandoned, and then you look out if you go to Woodhead Pass, you look out and there's just a fucking caravan in the wasteland that's like nosedived into the car. It's just, and I feel like it wouldn't happen in the south. But it is just like, well, that's that then.
Yeah.
I feel like people go, that's that, off I go.
You should even get out of the car, like, you crash and be like, what an inconvenience.
Yeah. Therefore, that's what must have happened, because there's no bus stops. There's no, unless someone's gone, Tony, can you come pick me up? Because I've had an accident. And then there's just, but then another thing that is that the caravan that's nosedived in the wilderness is just, that has been graffitied, like, but not to begin, is it? But they're just like driving along and go, oh, wait a minute, I'm gonna have to park in a
we've reacted that, I don't have to catch it on the microphone, but sometimes if my dog hears something, like a car door shutting outside the house, he'd be like that, and then he's doing that side of it.
My friend's got a dog that I guess I'm not the best example actually, because I was just thinking the stuff he can hear, but then I obviously can't hear. So the dog will hear someone like 4 miles away, but like you say, like that's just parked up or something, so we'll think it's, so we say if my friend's gone to work or something, I'll be in the house with the dog, and the dog will pick up and think that she's coming home, and then just start absolutely losing its shit, and I'll be like, bloody hell,
mine do that, honestly, like,
how have you got more than one dog?
I've got two. I've got one Lily who's like a lurcher, tall and like thing, years. And then one
is it like a whippet?
Yeah, like a sighthound thing, skinny like thing.
Aww.
Lovely girl, got like tiger fur, like a stripey in that.
I called Lily.
Lily.
That's
and
lovely.
Then Lloyd was like yeah, Lily Lloyd.
How lovely.
And like my sister named them, like my sister moved up to Scotland, but the dog stayed with my mum and that. Because like my mum loves them so much, she couldn't just, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So your mum was fine to say goodbye to the sister.
Yeah,
it's all right. The dog's
name. Exactly. Like, pretty much. Like, I'll be trapped. Like, leave the furry bears with me. And then Lloyd is like a little. I would say he looks like a coconut. He's got that sort of fur of a coconut.
Yeah.
Just like a little bear with like.
But Lloyd isn't a lurcher.
No, Lloyd's a Jack Russell Patterdale. So just looks like a pudgy, like fat Jack Russell. But he's not. That's just how Patterdale's a.
Oh, so it's not a cross with a Jack Russell, it's a Patterdale, which is looks like a Jack Russell.
I think he's crossed with Jack Russell as well. But like a little bear. But yeah, he hears anything, he's like, wow! I'm just like, bloody neighbours are saints. Because he just...
Do they ever say anything?
They've never said anything.
That's nice, though. But how much... Because my friend's dog, I think if I was a neighbour, I'd have... Because it's like... Just constantly, and then
oh.
Yeah.
I'd cry. The Lily dog, do you know what? She sometimes, like, she doesn't often do an a woo, but she's only, when I'm here to do it, only when we've taken Lloyd to the vet and she's had to stay, and she just goes, ooh!
And she's
like,
pining for Lloyd.
Yeah. Like, I'm doing photo things soon, and someone suggested that I should bring my dog, because maybe he can be in the photos, or, like, it'll calm me down or something, make me feel more relaxed. I was like, if I take him down to London, Lily is going to break through the house. She's going to run through the door. You know, like you see on, like, I don't know, Looney Tunes or something. Like, run through and just woo her way to, like,
to London.
She'll sniff us out. No chance. And that wooing, then the neighbours will kick off.
Yeah, so that won't relax anyone.
Exactly.
But what? So are you going to think of something that is different? To maybe. Oh, I know, because you'll be in London. Why don't you swing by the zoo and ask if there's any sloths, giraffes?
Can I borrow that capybara for like just 10 minutes? They look like my dog, innit?
Yeah, you don't want to go. Thank goodness you don't have your photos that are cool, because in Newquay Zoo, they don't even have normal fucking animals. They're all just like, oh, is a wolf crossed with a fucking giraffe, and then there's just a with a long neck. It doesn't make any sense. They're not real animals. They're all just like all mixed up. I was like, I've been to the zoo and I've not seen a lion. I've not seen a fucking. I've just seen a lot of confused animals. I don't know why they're there.
I go like the lizard bits, and it's just like a cucumber in there.
A cucumber crossed with a frog. See, it's called cucumber body. It is.
I think I might go there again.
Yeah.
My cup of tea.
Well, now that I'm saying it, yeah, it does sound more exciting. If you ever, well, you could come with me and Louise at some point are going to. I mean, it's legit. Oh, my dad signed up for the Patreon. I don't really want. Well, this is a way to break it to your father. I think my dad. Am I sounding Welsh? I feel like I've turned Welsh.
Did you sound Welsh?
I don't know.
I was going to say, do I sound Welsh?
You do sound Welsh.
I don't
know. I feel like I'm picking up your accent.
By the end of this, you're going to be the Billy Tom Jones, the Rufus Jones somewhere. Like.
And there'll just be lots of wet old ladies.
Is he here? Show me to him. I'll be your sex bomb, Tom. Come let me in.
I like how you were like, wet old ladies, and then you were like, oh, no, she
yeah.
did actually mean how it sounded moist.
Soggy
ladies. What was I saying?
You go Welsh, Louise. So you're releasing some releasing.
Oh yeah. So my dad and my brother. I think I just need to turn down my hearing aid. I think my voice is upsetting me. My mum is on a table in the. Not like stuffed. her ashes are like in this jar that looks like a biscuit barrel on a table, correct me if I'm right, Dad and Joe. I think my dad and brother, their general consensus is that she's fine where she is, but I think she's been there for a long time now. I think maybe just a little bit of her should be scattered in like places she really likes.
Yeah.
And maybe some of her can stay on the, you know, in the living room, because she liked being in the living room. But I think she would like to go on a little adventure with. So I think me and Louise are going to go on a pilgrimage to Cornwall to scatter my mother. But obviously I do need to run it past my father and my brother, and I haven't. So there you go, Dad.
Well,
you know.
That's the idea. Let us know in the comments. No.
So come with us.
For that. Yes, please.
And then we can go to the zoo. That's
yeah.
That's why I was like, why am I going to the zoo?
We can spread some out there. I'm sure your mum would love
to
see.
Oh, no,
it's going to be terrifying.
My mum's just been eaten by a beaver.
Yeah.
Crossed with a grapefruit.
Yeah. And a lobster.
You ever eaten lobster?
I thought I did, but it turns out it wasn't. It was like a... What was it?
What?
Chicken. No, it was something. Not again. Oh, my God. Puffins tiny, aren't they?
Are they?
Are they? I imagine them like a little...
Oh, my ratios are terrible because I expected until you said actually that a mole would have been bigger.
Oh, that poor mole.
Mole.
The poor mole. The poor mole. What is that? Oh, is it? So, no, lobster. I thought we did, and then it turns out it was like a cheaper version. But it was alright. Don't know what it was.
Oh. Langoustine? Is it?
Sounds Welsh then.
Langoustine?
Yeah, I've been there, yeah. Yeah, that sounds right though.
Langoustine.
Langoustine.
I feel like you hear of those people that have had a bump to the head and then they've become Chinese, they started speaking a different language.
I feel like I don't get it. I'm going to be talking to you, girl.
Oh, I always worry when it's always worry when it looks like it's flatlined, but it's just us. We're just not. It's just somebody speaking.
Is it? Am I too far away?
No, I think in the last one, I think we should not be so close.
Yeah, cause especially like if I'm like sniffing or something. You don't want anyone to hear that.
Don't want to pick up the. We were talking about that when we like when a new act goes on stage and you can hear every. Is it mastication? Masticating.
If they're doing that on stage, I don't want to hear that.
Oh, speaking of knobbers. Yesterday, Raffle, my lovely friend from college, Sam Normington, he's such a good man, and he got in touch because he was doing a play in Doncaster, and then asked about meeting up, and so we went to... We went to an around the world buffet.
Oh, I love them. I was thinking about one of them the other day, actually. I love them.
I think we might need to go on tour to
a buffet-based
tour.
Oh my god, where's the puffin section? Like barbecue puffins?
Well, you say that, there was this, because there's all the cuisines from all over the world, and then I saw this woman was just had a plate full of sausages. And I was like, you've got all these cuisines, and then you've just, and I don't even know whose cuisine it is, fucking cocktail sausages. Because no, it wasn't even like proper bratwurst.
Oh, just the little tiny one.
Cocktail sausages. She's just going to spend £15 and just fill her plate up with fucking sausages. Absolute madness. But I need to learn to pace myself a little bit better, I think. I don't... Because then I'd had three plates and then you're kidding me, there's a roast section.
Yeah. So I actually caught an end of a documentary the other day about... And this is not related to me thinking about it. This is another day. I just love a buffet. But I saw one and he was saying about he's been banned from buffet places, a couple of them, this person in a documentary, because he keeps eating too much food. And he was saying people make the mistake of filling up on the chips and the rice and the pastas. The money bits are the meat.
Yeah.
So you go for your roasts and your... I don't know, what else is there?
But I think that, in fact, now you've said that, I think that is I think they're set out strategically so people do fill up. Because your first port of call is always the cheap, heavy carbs. So you've got your spring rolls, your sausages and your all that sort of stuff, because last is the most. See, I always want to eat pizza that looks like cartoon pizza with the cheese that's like dangling off, and their pizza's probably the best looking pizza I've ever seen in my life. But I saw it last and they hadn't restocked the vegetable pizza with the olives and all that, and then so I only noticed that when I was ready for the dessert.
Oh no!
Yeah, so I think that's the thing, that you should do a recce.
Yeah, go around and see.
Yeah.
Could I get the floor plan?
Yeah.
Blueprints. You know, like people plan for like a robbery or something.
We come down from the sky. With plates.
And I grab the sausages and like a link of sausages, just slurp them up.
No, I'm not. We will not be having sausages. Not if we've seen the blueprints. Oh. We'll go straight to roast. I think maybe pizza roast. And then the like Chinese Indian, because that's a bit more picky. Probably Indian first, because that's a bit heavier, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then
creamy and that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then last, little sausages.
Yeah.
If you so desire.
Take some for the road, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, do you know what my friend did? And I thought, how has it been 18 years since I last saw you, seeing as you've done this? I just think it's the actions of a legend. You know, at the end of a buffet, there's the fountain.
Yeah. Chocolate man.
Yeah. He fucking just put his plate under it. You didn't get the bit, so he filmed up his dessert. And then just put his plate under
it. Oh, and it covered in all the chocolate.
Yeah.
It was empty.
No, he got all of his puddings and then just put his plate
oh,
under the chocolate fountain.
I need to befriend your friend.
Isn't
that
it?
Is
it's the actions of a legend.
Get him on Dragon's Den. I'm not for. But get him on there. He's got some ideas. I want to hear
them. A chocolatey plate. Of course, I'm longing to. Yeah, fantastic. So I had to, what was I? Oh, that wasn't even what I was meant to be saying. So I went to. So then I did the gig, and there was just these four. And do you know what I'm terrible at? I do feel, no offence, Anna, that you would also be terrible at this. Is when comparing, I'm not very good at. I'm more authoritative than I used to be, but I'm not very good at knowing. And Lee, who owns the club, he says it perfectly, that you go, you give someone a warning, then another warning, and then they're out. Whereas I forget I haven't done a warning, then have engaged in chat, so then feel I can't then do a warning, and then I can't gauge how annoying they've been.
Yeah.
When it's good, because as well, when people talk and it's good intentions, I feel like I don't want to go in, and then I forgot, and then I've got in a fucking gauge of oh god. So there were these people that were very annoying last night. But I'd put them down, and then they were fine, and then I put them down, and then as I was... Because you know when compares go, you know, we're all right to talk.
Yeah.
So then I feel like I've said that.
Yeah,
so then I can't be like, but shut up. But then as I left, and Howard, lovely Howard Walker.
Oh,
he's so nice, isn't he? So nice. So he was going on stage, and as I've told them to shut up, these people, and then talk, I said, shut up! So then Paul Howard is like, yeah, but then they were good for a bit. Well, that's why I then didn't know when I could kick them out, because then they were all right for him. So then they only piped up when they've gone, I really like your shirt. Like, why do people think they mean, we need to hear that? Just keep it in your head. So then, after that, I've said, for the final act, because as well, I think it varies what comics...
Yeah.
Find so some comics will be like, I don't want anyone to say anything, and then other will be like, I thrive off the chaos. Isn't it?
And it's a different mood during that night.
Yeah.
If I'm sort of like panicking, or if it's like a trial gig for some. I had hecklers both gigs this
and it was a trial for stuff.
Yeah, for that one, and then the other gig, another one, it was sort of heckling, but sort of it was that thing where they were nice.
Yeah.
And they were like.
And they think they're helping.
And yeah, exactly. They were like, because it was a smaller thing, and that you could hear everything they said. And I was like, I should have addressed it and been like, because I picked up the ukulele thing at one point, and they were like, what is this X Factor? And I should have said them about it, but I was sort of like, this is a trial gig, and they've been so nice throughout, and they were like, so it turns out they'd seen me on something, on a panel show thing. And they were, and that's what they think.
Oh no! So that's even worse. That they're there to see you.
No, I don't think they were there to see me, because it was only when I walked out and they were like, and I was like, have I got like a fucking, I don't know, rat sitting on my head? Why are they going? And then Robin spoke to them after, the MC spoke to them, and it's like, oh, they'd seen, and that's where they were like, oh, literally, we're watching that last night. And she's here, so it's there. But so they were really excited and joining in, and they were lovely. But it was also like, this is a fucking trial, like.
Yeah.
I should have addressed it and been like, what's going on over here? Like, or something.
Yeah.
But I was like, I've got limited time. And
hindsight is a lovely thing as well. If you've got limited time, you don't want to get into something that, and you never know what the person's going to say. Sometimes someone will be chatting, then you'll try chat to them, and then they'll give you nothing, and then you're just like in a fucking cul-de-sac of nothing.
Exactly. But like the gig after, then the next day, so well, it was one place, and then the next day I had another heckler. And I never usually get hecklers, so I don't know why they're all clustered together now. Another one, and at first I couldn't really hear what he was saying, because my hearing's really bad, and I'm just like, and then what's it called? So I heard it a little bit, I was like, I realised he was talking to me, and then and it, like I sort of ignored it to begin with. I was like, just carry on, because it's in the middle of a joke, and it's sort of like you beat that punch, like,
yeah.
And then so he said something again, and I just went, right, what do you want? Like, I think I went on the defensive from the night before. I was like, right, come on then, spit out. Just went the opposite way. I was like, come on then. And then he said, and I was like, you know, glad you got all your system all right. Okay, and just carry on, like, sort of thing.
Yeah. For
goodness sake.
And what did they want?
I said something about, like, I don't know what they were saying before. They might have been saying horrible stuff. But it was that thing again, where they just wanted to join in, I think.
Yeah.
They're not mean-spirited. I've not had a mean-spirited heckler yet that I know of.
No.
To be fair, he might have been saying some really awful stuff before that. But that
bit
has stopped.
I think we might... No, I think we might just need to move...
Well... Have I interrupted you? Had you finished?
No, I interrupted you saying about, like... It's funny you say about that I wouldn't be... So I wouldn't enjoy the comparing of dealing with hecklers.
Oh, it's just that logistic of when it's just because I quite like, and I think it's done me good as an act to do the comparing, but it's just the logistics of getting people kicked out I find terrible.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. I'd go,
I don't think it's, I don't know whether it, like, I feel like it's not really my job either.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
That's the thing, because I've seen them full of, it's usually the venue will just go in and be like, they'll give them, obviously you give them warnings if everyone can hear.
Yeah.
But I've seen in at some gigs, the venue people, you know, the staff,
yeah,
will just go up to the audience member and be like, right, stop talking, and then go over again, stop talking, and then, so they, and then they kick,
yeah,
them themselves, rather than you being like, get the spotlight, him! Like,
yeah, no, I have to get security downstairs, and then I've lost, I feel like, because I've had to deal with but anyway, so they were all right, and then by the time the last act come and then they were better for the middle act, I was like, I just got security to come up and keep an eye. What was my point? Oh yeah, so I called, then this guy tried to say, because he piped up and said that he liked Howard's shirt, and then I said you're not even saying things that are in any way just anyone wants to hear. Like, if you're saying I like your shirt, and then he accused me of not really being deaf because I heard him say that, and he goes, you were standing over there when I said that, so how, if you're deaf, have you heard that? And then
was it like your audiologist or something? Yeah. Was like, I caught you,
yeah.
Give them back now.
So I was like, aye. So then so in the end I called him a cunt, which is just that thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where you call that, the audience go, and then it puts them down, stop. So anyway, so then they were fine for the fine, they were actually fine then, because the security guard was there. And then after the show, my dear friend Sam, who had been to the buffet with...
Buffet boy,
was... So I wanted to... Because he was watching the show, so I came in to see him. And then I heard one of the women that was with this group of four going, she called me a cunt. She cannot be calling me a cunt. Like, about... And I didn't. I called her husband a cunt. And then,
get it right.
Yeah. And because he was being a cunt.
Yeah.
So that, and he kept piping up. So then... So she kept saying that, so I was like, oh, I don't really want to see my friend when she's there like that. So anyway, so then she left, and then I saw my friend, and then I was getting the video camera from behind, and then she came in, and I knew it was her, because I was behind the flap. But I could recognise her voice. I knew it was the woman of the four, and then I confirmed it with Sam. And then and I went... And then, for whatever stupid reason, I said to her, I didn't call you. So when she's poked her head in and gone, oh, it doesn't matter, and gone off. And I thought, I never knew, going, she fucking did. And then she's come in, looked at me, and then just gone, walked off. And
say it to my face, please.
Yeah.
Hello.
So I've gone, I didn't call you a cunt, you know. And she goes, oh, what? I never said that. And then Sam's like, she's looking dead. And then I went, no. If someone's piping up, I'm gonna. Because it's just a trick, isn't it? Really. So you say that the audio's going, really, and then it just tends to shut them up.
It's not a personal thing. You haven't gone through personal life and been like, and you're shit doing your taxes, and you're driving awful, and your mother was right, you can't cook spag bol. What are you on about? It's just a general thing. I don't know. You've cut.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop
overboiling your spaghetti. So then by that, I shouldn't have engaged, really, I don't think. But then she was just one of these, I'll say this to Sam after, she was clearly one of these people that's not used to getting called out. So she was all very well and good saying it when I wasn't there. And then when I was there, she just completely lied. And then goes, and then started telling me about how lovely her husband is. He just loves shouting stuff out. And I was like, and then she goes, come and meet us all. And I went, she's like, come on. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. That sounds terrible. I'm like, with my friend Sam. Buffet boy.
You know what you heard about him at the chocolate plate?
The opposite of, you know, that one that's got the salad in the middle.
Pizza Express. I was going to say pizzeria, that's not it.
Yeah, then they got a bit of bush in the middle. But this, the edge didn't have any, it was actually the opposite, it didn't have any crust, so I loved it because it was just all topping.
But it's called the edge, that's the opposite, shouldn't it be called the middle?
Because the topping would be to the edge. Instead of the crust.
Yeah, so there's no edge, so why would you call it an edge?
No, there is an edge.
But that's like calling, say you've got wireless earphones, that's like calling wired earphones, or just calling wires, but there's no wire.
But there is an edge, because there's the end of the
end. It's less edgy than a crust. A crust is like a bowl's
edge. So you think the crust is more edge?
Then, it's more...
But it's called a crust, so it's got to be a crust on something.
Yeah, so there's still a crust.
I'm sort of confused.
Oh,
myself.
Wait, we're going to have to get the pen and paper.
What to draw?
This is the edge.
Usually people would go, I need to Google. She's like, we need to go. Stop everything. We need to get our pen and paper.
Get a little flip chart. Right. Where's the edge start? When's the crust start? If there's no crust.
Yeah, there's no crust. It doesn't even exist anymore.
Right, I'm on your side now. If there's no crust, is usually the edge, you can't say where the edge starts and the edge finishes. So technically, the whole pizza is an edge. I'm with you.
Yeah. I don't even know if I'm with me anymore.
I mean, at this point, I feel like, you know, sometimes you have a thought and you're like, it's like a balloon and I'm trying to catch it and I feel like it's going to go. And I think I've already lost that thought and I'm not sure what I was on about anymore. But it really made, for that, like, little second, that made sense.
Well, it was delicious.
But how do you hold it? From underneath.
How did you hold it from the crust?
Oh, you put the whole pizza.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know, they bring it on that round thing with a handle, so you just knock it out.
Like Scooby Doo when it just opens. One of those lizards.
Do you enjoy the process of eating, or would you? Because I just love being full, so sometimes I wish that I just had a zip on my tummy and I could just put the food in my tummy.
Really?
Yeah.
I like eating, like, I like the, you know what I mean, like, I don't know, and then the full bit afterwards is sort of like, I get really sleepy sometimes after eating, so I like, unless I'm like at home and lying on the couch, it's distressing, but, so would you just skip eating, would you just...
Yeah, I think sometimes, especially like, because you know what we say earlier, that sometimes it's not enjoyable to eat with people, and if it's a new, or if people go, I don't know, if it's like a business... meeting. we'll go with dating. Oh my god, I would have loved that, because I hate it. Now, I don't know why I just didn't say I do not want to go for food.
Yeah, I need, like, not that I'm dating at the moment, I'm away from all that, but the last time I did it, it was we went for food, I think the first day we did it, and I said, I should have just said
I do not want to go for food.
Yeah, I don't like eating in front of new people. Once I get a bit better, it's just, it's not, I don't know what it is, it's just because I'm quite clumsy, I drop a lot of stuff down me, and then, like, I just...
It's not fun.
No.
It's not fun, and it's, I think you saw,
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, it's
you don't know when to eat and talk.
No.
So especially if it's just one-on-one, you're like, okay, they're talking, so I'm going...
You're trying and to put your like, best self across, but then you've got all this other stuff, and then you have to choose what you eat, and you're never getting what you actually want to eat, because you'd want to get something messy, but then you don't want to...
I remember they were like, oh, you know, when we'll get this to share, and I'm like, a bit weird with, like... sharing food stuff, not in like a it's mine, but more like I don't know why. Right? For some reason, I'm not good with like,
yeah.
Even if they might be the cleanest person in the world, and I am a sewer dweller, like I recognise that. I've got Sharpie that's been on my arm for too long, like bad. So it's not even that, but for some reason, with sharing food, I'm just a bit like it's if it's someone I know, if it was you, it'd be fine. But with someone new, it's
you
not even
know my fingers are being.
Well, exactly, extra flavour in, seasoning. But like, with someone new, for some reason, I'm a bit awkward with it. Just. Oh, I'd just rather...
And it's as well, you're never eating the amount you want because you think you should be polite and save a fucking the last bit for them.
Exactly. And I'm not a skinny girl, so when I meet people and I'm, like, weird with food, I think they must think, like, when's she eating? If she's like this always, what's going on there? Because I'll eat, like, a little bit and I'll nibble and I'll be like,
Because it's not, it should... Well, you might be like, my partner's ex, she, for whatever reason, and I don't know, I think this might maybe like her more, actually, but it's very odd behaviour. She told him she was a vegetarian, but then was eating secret kebabs in the... She was going to the toilet and eating kebabs.
The mother Pam potentially fed you for ages. She's got like sausages,
and they're all like, in the end, they're like, Pam, we know you're eating ham.
Like, kebab in the toilet. Would they hide it underneath the box at the toilet?
Why don't they? Why you in hiding the smell of a kebab, neither are you?
Oh, exactly.
the mouth must have been like, why can I always smell some meat? Like, unidentified meat. That's the smell of unidentified meat.
I was like, it's so on open as well. Because if it was like something like, I don't know, smelling like crisps or something, you'd be like, oh, that's strange. But me, I'd be like, I need to go to the doctor. Everywhere I go, I keep smelling kebab.
Yeah,
Marvin
is having a stroke. Yeah. And just swallowed his.
I keep smelling kebab and mint sauce.
But where's she getting from? Because I just imagine her eating a kebab in the day, and I'm like, how do you even get a kebab in the day?
Oh, people who eat kebabs in the day. To be fair, I don't know. For me, I've just associated with, because when I've eaten kebabs, I've always been drunk as a skunk.
Yeah.
Eating it with my hand, like the fork slows me down.
Like the sewer dweller you are.
Flat out, I'm on all fours.
Skunk. I just trough.
They're like, oh, she's in, throw it in.
That's right, after the date when you went to eat went for food with the guy, he's gone, oh, I'll walk you home, and you've just got, he opened the manhole cover and he's just gone down into the ground.
It's just, it's like the moment before, like, it was lovely meeting you.
Yeah. Well, this is me.
Are you going to be okay getting home? He's like, yeah. We're just in the middle of the street, not home. Do you live in a flat above that shop? Oh, no, this is me. Lovely meeting you. And like, after a couple of minutes, you're a psh.
Oh, dear me. Oh, no, basically.
Pepper.
Oh dear.
This was a good idea, but it's very malty.
And you made it?
Well, my mum sewed these on for me, so I had to buy a new jumper for a thing. And like, what's it called? I didn't have any clothes, and this was like, I was telling you before, like, the, what's it called? It was like a event thing, and I had to buy something fancy. So for some reason, I thought, wear what I normally wear, but sew some feathers on.
Yeah.
So I got this jumper for like £6, and these feathers got them the same day, and it just happened to match perfectly.
That's fantastic. And the jumper's great colour, looks comfortable.
And then when I do this, I feel like the Grinch. Just because I love her.
Is it? So, because you didn't wear the... you were going to get, because you had the cow boots, and then you were going to, the top that you wore wasn't the one that you said you were going to wear.
Oh, the one I was looking on eBay? No, because I missed it.
No, there was another one. Oh, you missed both of them?
Missed both of them.
Oh, dear. You need to do what I do, where you set an alarm 5 minutes before the bidding.
It was when we were having KFC, right?
No, that was the first one that you said it was God's way, that you didn't get that one, but then there was the other one.
Lord knows what I happened with, because I'm only remembering that one now.
Oh.
That's why I feel like, hey, I might still have a book on it. They might be waiting for me to pay for that. Lord knows what happened
to that. The event's gone. Oh, well, we need to. Good, you mentioned your mum. Because I said to Anna that after, because I was listening to the video of the first podcast we did, and I think it was the words on everyone's lips that they needed merch of a tap dancing fish.
Yeah.
And your mum, and I said this, well, jokingly actually, but then Anna's mum. I'll take a photo of this and put it on the can you see? Can you check and they can see? I don't know. I'll have to take a photo.
Do I need to tap the screen? Is that some? I see YouTubers do it. What do they do?
Wow.
That.
What?
They do that with beauty gurus and stuff on YouTube to get the focus. They go like that.
Then we need
a very big hand.
Yeah, I didn't even realise. I've started touching. When you take a photo and then you touch the person in the.
Yeah,
I never knew. Yeah. I saw people doing it and then thought, what's that they're doing? Because I always wondered why my photos were so shit.
Exactly, they've all been doing this for years.
Yeah.
I still don't do it. Taking photos is very. Even if I'm taking it of someone else. It's very stressful.
Oh, you can't touch it on yourself, can you? I only do it because I take photos of the acts when they're on stage at the gig, and then I touch it and I'm just like, because I've just had a lifetime of people looking like orbs just lit up.
I've got one from Barking Tales when it was the zombie place.
And I took it and it was terrible.
And I look like, no, I love it because it's such like a lovely memory and it's such a funny photo. But I look like, have you seen Simpsons when Mr. Burns comes out of the forest and he's been like attacked by some uranium or something? And he's coming out and he's like this.
And then you're just really lit up.
Yeah,
because I didn't know how to. And you know, the interesting thing was that I was sick of having such terrible photos that I upgraded and got a phone that I thought would do good photos. But then I was like, why are my photos still so terrible? Because I wasn't doing the
first. I couldn't tell you how to properly do it.
You won't change it. All you just need to do is touch on. You just touch the whatever the item is that you want to be more in focus, and then your phone just does it. So that's all you need to do.
Well, do you want me to do it if you hold the fish up?
Oh no, I'll just take a photo because I think that's something we haven't been doing. I'll take a photo of that, and then I'll take a photo of ours going to put on.
I was going to say we haven't got any. I want a photo to like commemorate.
Yeah,
the release day.
Yeah, because it's your birthday. No,
it's my birthday today. Everyone comes running out. It's just a flock of puffins. You make my family.
I love that. When is your birthday?
3rd November.
Oh, I'm November.
I know, because, right, this is my theory. A lot of female comedians are Scorpios. A lot of them.
That makes sense.
Because not that I've been looking and checking, but you know, you notice people's birthdays are around your birthday.
But I never put my birthday on anything, though.
No, but I've said happy birthday to you before, I swear.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know, so you must have known somehow.
Yeah, I've noticed from moves, I don't know.
Unless you got in a time machine and you chose out of all the periods that you could have gone to in life, you chose my birth.
Yeah.
1983.
Don't you remember me? Was on all fours eating the kebab. You watch your baby video back and you're like, wait, is that Blanna?
Like, you know, in The Witches, where there's that photo, there's the picture. Have you seen The Witches?
I've only seen the first bit. Right, it's something I've tried watching several times, and when I watch TV, it's usually when I'm having my dinner. And that first episode, I think...
No! The original film!
Oh, right, but in the episode of the one on Netflix, I swear there's like a horse weeing or pooing or something.
Oh!
So I keep going to watch it when I'm having food. I'm like, oh, no, we're doing that. Put Mr. Bean back on. I can't fucking watch that. But what's in the...
Well, the original film that's got Angelica Houston, she's the grand... Oh, she's fantastic. She's a... what's she been in? Adam's Family. She's
Morticia,
like the old school ones. And then, so it's basically, well, it's set in Newquay as well, which I think is it's close to my heart. It's just fantastic because it's the Roald Dahl book, isn't it? The Witches.
Oh, I thought you said. You must have been well confused with what I was on about. I thought you said The Witcher.
Oh, and you must have been kidding that. I can imagine Harriet liking that.
Yeah, but it did feel too like...
Yeah, do you know, Marvin likes that. It's all very... So I'm not massively into stuff with elves and stuff.
No, same. There's a lot. I feel like with a lot of those things, you have to do a lot of homework before you start. Same with superhero films. I'm sure they're lovely. But I don't want to fucking have to look at someone's, like, family tree before I watch a film.
Well, speaking of family trees, the youngest kid, his girlfriend... Oh, my God, they are meant to be together. His girlfriend... So I was making a salad, and then him and his girlfriend were... So he's 13, she's 13, and they... So they go to school, see each other at school. From the moment he gets home, he's on WhatsApp call. Speaking to her from the moment he gets up, and then and I had to laugh because while I was in the kitchen, I could hear her showing him her family tree, and she was like, "And this is my uncle Duncan," and then so she must have showing him all the photos, and I said, "This is hilarious," and it was breakfast time. I was like, "Do you remember?" She's getting the bloody, you know, she's like, "Right, well, I do think that my 13-year-old boyfriend, this is about the time that he needs to know my family."
Exactly. He's not where he's at. And what branch she is attaching himself to.
Honestly. But, what about The Witches?
The Witches, right. That film terrified me.
So you know the film?
I know the film. It terrified me so much. Where, like, you know the bit where they, spoiler, they turn into mice rats?
Yeah.
And they're slowly doing it, bits of the skin and...
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, so you don't, but you like rats.
I love rats and that. It was that changing, that part rat, part human bit.
That's fair.
As, you know, as ratty as I am. I don't know. I just remember that bit really vividly. I've not even watched the new one, because I'm just...
Oh, no. Because that's got... Is it Anne Hathaway that is in the new one?
I love her. She's a Scorpio as well.
Oh, is she?
I'll drop the star sign stuff soon.
No, I don't mind.
Get a life.
I don't mind. Who else is anyone... Because... I think I was always, if I did ever read a magazine and then look at who had the birthday on the same day, I was always very disappointed. It was always someone that I was like, oh, I'd want someone. It's like, you know, when you look at the song that was on your birthday.
Should we look that up?
I think I know mine. I think mine is a Billy Ocean song.
I love Billy Ocean. Which one? He's the, like, if I'm ever sad or something, play a bit of Billy Ocean, even if it's one of his sad ones. Like, red light spells danger. For some reason, he just picks me right up. I'm like, ready. When the going gets tough,
Hangar
on for you.
Or Uptown Girl.
That's Billy Joel.
Oh no.
To be fair, that's a lovely song. That's another one. If I look sad, play Uptown Girl.
Okay.
This is like a funeral or something.
But what about the Westlife one, that under no circumstances?
You know what? I'll take it. Lovely. They look very friendly, Westlife.
Yeah, but it's Westlife, not Boyzone, isn't it?
Yeah, Westlife. For comic relief. What's your movie?
Oh, in November 1983. So look at who was the number one on the day.
1931.
What?
Yeah. Well, I just looked up your birthday. I did nothing else. 1983. And what was it? The what song? Oh, I said what happened? Or what song? UK.
Yeah. What song was number one?
Numero uno. Spanish?
Spanish.
Oh, Cornish language.
Cornish. And then people go, is this not Spanish? Like, in a pair of them in a corner, like, no, this is the Cornish language, actually.
The Cornish language of love.
Harriet?
Yeah?
Oh, no, it's October.
Oh!
Oh, but this was also good.
Okay. Is it what I said? Did I get it wrong?
Oh, wait, no, it's not this one either. Why is it showing me dates before it? So the ones it was showing was Total Eclipse of the Heart, which I was like, I love you even more. So, and then the one after that was Islands in the Stream.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they're both great.
But then it's neither of them. I can't find it. Why is it telling me June? I don't... Who cares about June? 12. No, but it's showing from the 12th.
Oh. Wow. I was like Mr. Blobby or something fucking ridiculous. The birdie song. There's me tittering out my mum's phone to that.
And you pop straight in the floor and just get up and start
with your tea in the kebab. Plop on your kebab. That's on the table.
And I'm just there naked eating a kebab on all fours.
Why are you now naked in this scenario?
Just felt right.
Don't push it. Don't bite it, Ariel.
The song is... Oh, sorry, burped. A lot of juice.
No, I did. I burped at the same time.
Did you? So insane. Oh, good. It is All Night Long by Lionel Richie, which I just...
I got that so wrong, didn't I?
But I just...
And my mum was in birth for so long.
Oh, do you think she was rolling her eyes with... Yeah, we know. I was like, no, yeah, it's been all night.
I think that's all right.
But it's just the... And you're coming out like... All night long.
Everybody!
And you're still halfway in, but you're front bit. Join in. We know the words. Now just you on the left.
And then what's that one? Too much, or is that a good song?
I feel like Nelly was born around the time I was born.
Nelly?
No, but not the same year. Nelly Plasterin. No,
oh my god, Anna, what year were you born?
No, not the same year.
I was going clubbing when Nelly was out.
I love him. Where is he now? Bring it back. Where's my phone? Is it going to make...
No,
it isn't that.
If it
does cut it up.
Well, because we had the no, oh, you know when sometimes you start speaking and then you just can't be asked to finish what you're saying. I've been doing it on stage lately. I like start speaking and I'm like, I don't give a shit what I'm saying, so why would you watching this give a shit about what I'm saying? I'm literally telling you a fucking 8-minute story about when I went and had my MRI scan. Who gives a shit?
Well, I give a shit about that. But I get like that when I do small talk. If someone asks me, like, oh, how was your journey? So unless something, I've got a bubble in my throat. What do you do there? And what's it called?
Imagine if you should run like that and the bubble came out. And there was, what if there was a man trapped in the bubble? So then you've gone like that, a bubble's come out, and there's just a man floating away in your bubble. Would you keep him?
I think I'd try and eat him again, because...
For him to live there, in your tummy?
Yeah, where he belongs. I don't know what I'd do with
it. Because if you popped him, he'd then be roaming around, because he would... Because I guess you wouldn't know for sure if he was trouble in his bubble.
Exactly! But maybe he wants to be in there, or if... How did he get inside of me?
A spider had a dalliance with a man, and then when you were sleeping, you slept with your mouth open, the spider went in, gave birth to the spider man, But the Spider-Man was trapped in what's it called? Is it the epioptic sac?
Epioptic sac. Oh, the yes, so that's where the bubble is.
Yeah.
Embryo.
Epiopic? Right. I don't know.
The baby sack.
Baby sack, you just don't know how I never left you so slow. So come on then. What's yours?
I don't know. What was that? Some mistal sign? It says in the mistal sign. So what was it? Where am I? Who? You'll be very excited about later in that year. Mr. Blobby was 93, so I missed that by a month.
Oh my god! What are the chances that I said that?
Really? Mr. Blobby and the song. Oh, the song was called Mr. Blobby.
Yeah, it was. Blobby!
Self-titled. Terrified me. Them, I don't know.
Them, yeah. Them. Yeah, please do not gender assume the Blobby.
Oh no, it's Mr. Blobby!
Oh yes, yeah,
in the bloody name! Oh, sorry, Blob.
And it was, I remember the beginning of the song was really intimidating. There was like a, I feel like it was like he was ripping through something or...
I don't know what it is about, just the... It feels like something I should like, Mr. Blobby, because he's chaos. Colourful. You can't fully understand what he's saying. Fantastic, but he makes lovely noises. I should be on board with
that. No, but that's it. He doesn't make lovely noises. He invades personal space. It's all about him. It's a bit like a male comic, to be honest.
You know what? Cancel him now. I'm starting the hashtag. No more blobs. Why can't I find him? Maybe you're thick.
Hashtag no more blobs.
No more blobs.
He looks like if you made a person out of a drumstick lolly.
Yeah, the same colours, the pink and the light.
Yeah.
They're, you know what? I haven't seen one of them in ages.
Oh, let me tell you. Marvin goes, I got you this. And it was a chocolate bar with the drumstick in the middle. And it was
I've tried it and it's lush. Oh, raspberry.
It's disgusting.
It's pen.
It tastes like pen. Pen.
I'm done with them kids. I was going to do that. I don't know what that is. I'm a youth.
I don't know. because it had the consistency of chewing gum, and chewing gum has no taste, no place in a chocolate bar.
It's so nice. It's like one of those. Have you ever been on holiday, right? And you get like a Milka bar.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
it's not like that.
Yeah, look at it. Unless I had a gone off one or something. It was just soft and.
Oh no, I didn't like it.
So you're gonna regurgitate
it. I can fucking bring it. I will next time you come. Next time. Here, I come you. I'll give it you.
If Ave, you still got something, please, because I love her.
Yeah.
I don't know whether I'm being thick. So if that was... Oh, so this... I have to work out within the dates. So did it reach number one? Yeah, from the 17th of October to the 5th of December, this song.
Oh, like Bryan Adams. Oh, no, that's my day.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Meatloaf. I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
Yes!
Yes, the meat boy! Oh, rest in peace, love. Bless him.
That's a great one. Although, to be fair, that was, what did it say? Like, pretty much the whole year was taken up with that song, isn't it?
Yeah, and then it got usurped by Mr. Blobby. We're going to do another week, Meatloaf. We're going to do it. And it's like, wait, oh, actually, we've got a bit of competition coming up.
Wow, that's like, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it Bryan Adams, the one from Robin Hood.
Yeah.
What was that one? So I can now only think of I Will Do Anything For Love. But that,
everything I do it for you.
That got knocked off by Bart Simpson, Do the Bart Dance.
The Bart Dance?
Did you know that? Yeah, but that's what was it, a very early 90s, I think. Oh, what was I going to say?
Bryan Adams, Mr. Blobby. I sound like, you know what's that game on TV where it's like something Total Connect or whatever with
Victoria.
And then you try to connect it, it's like, Mr. Blobby, Meatloaf, Bryan Adams.
Do you know what? I will say this, though, Anna, is that, because I always do that, and you're the only person that ever, so I think essentially that you're the only person that truly listens to me, because you're the only person that actually says what I've spoken about. Not just panics and goes, says something that I mentioned 10 minutes ago, and then, yeah.
I've got it, like, chapters of Edgar. Yeah. I mean, the rest of my head, you don't want to see it. But I've been talking with you.
Failed.
But yesterday I said to one of the kids, because I don't know why I did it, but I got him shoes that were two sizes too big for Christmas, and he wanted to keep them. And then yesterday he said, finally, 3 months in, now in spring, he said that they now fit him. And
3 months, gonna have two sizes fit.
Yeah, from when he's wow. So I went through all my because I went to delete loads of stuff on my phone. And there was photos of the kids from 2019, which is only 3 years ago, and how different, because they're teenagers now, and they look like men, like young men now. Well, not the youngest so much, but the one that's 15 does. So I couldn't believe in that. Just there was one that was 2021 that even now. But anyway, but yeah, two sizes since Christmas.
It goes too quick. I don't know why I feel sad for you. Is it bittersweet in that you're seeing them? It must be so nice seeing them grow into these, you know, adults. But also, yeah. Oh, you want to hold on to that.
Yeah.
Sweet bit.
Yeah, especially, yeah.
No, I keep crying at my friend's babies. Because I'm just like, you're going to grow into this human thing. Well,
yeah.
You're human now.
Oh. Yeah, because I said to him, I said, wow, bloody hell, do you know, size 8 feet? And he goes, well, you know what they say. And I was like, what do I say? And he goes, big feet, big meat.
That's the way he was going to lie. Find something else, like big feet, big heart. Not straight for it, big meat. Right. Size 8, if he gets to size 9, we can swap shoes.
Yeah. I wonder if that Paris Hilton, she's size 9, isn't she?
Right, so I remember reading that. Sorry. I remember reading that in a magazine once, and it was like when I was kids once. It was like, oh, but it was in a horrible time. To be fair, I haven't read magazines in years, but back when they were a bit horrible and body shaming, and it was like,
yeah.
These celebs have weird things in their bodies. And it was like, Paris Hilton got size 9, and I was like, oh, I'm size 9, that's weird. But then I read up, and the size 9 in the US is a size 7.
Oh,
in the UK.
No!
Girls got them average feet. She ain't got no flippers. Over here.
But you never notice. You never think you've got large feet. Not that it matters if you do have large feet.
Really, on the video, they're like maybe poking the camera. Oh, do you want me to pause it? Don't worry. Get well toe. Bloop, bloop.
Well, you be careful with actual flippers.
Oh.
Have you ever walked in actual flippers?
No, it feels a big risk.
It is a big risk.
Don't bring up my wrist now. Also, Anna, your wrist's massive. That's like someone told you. Well, when have you been walking in flippers? Please say you were near water.
Yeah, no. When I went to the seaside, someone gave me some flippers, so I thought, well, best wear them. But then
I can imagine someone just walked up to you quietly, went
with a book. Yeah.
It's your time now.
Yeah, I thought you are now ready. And then, but I think that was the same day that have you ever put a wetsuit on?
No, I think I tried once and it was too small.
It's a fucking nightmare putting a wetsuit on, especially when you're on the beach, because there's all fucking sand in your bits and it's chafing on and everyone's looking. So I thought, well, what I'll do is I'll put my wetsuit on and then go to the beach. But no one in my family owns a car, so I had to get the bus which was like an hour, and then it was like the hottest day of the year, and I was in a full wetsuit, and I almost absolutely passed out of fucking heat exhaustion.
Can you imagine you as well, like wearing like the snorkelers?
Yeah, sitting on the child single, please.
Sorry, child single. Wait, was it like a full one to the ankle?
Yeah.
Oh, Cricky Moses.
And then I had, but I had the flippers in my bag. I wasn't on the bus in my flippers. Find the look of a small mouse. Yeah. But you know, you're supposed to, I think you're supposed to walk backwards in flippers. But if you haven't got enough to do with you, then fucking walking backwards in flippers. But then when you get
is that way before they when they jump in water? Divers is
yeah. And then they. But it's. I think it's just something that you've got. Because I just went, oh, fucking hell, this is awful. Because you feel like it just doesn't feel natural. So then I stopped. But I imagine it's something that you have to just keep...
practicing. I believe in you.
Keep on flipping. Don't stop. So I would like to ask something else that was... why did you sing Adele in the steakhouse? So I was editing a video.
Yeah.
So were you a tribute act?
No, I wasn't singing Adele. So I have no memory of bringing this up, but it sounds very much like me.
You said, "Oh, I feel like Adele."
Yeah.
With the thing, and then you said,
I'm wearing shorts. If you can see anything, it's not my full.
It's what do we say? Basic instinct.
Basic. That's one way to get some viewers. I'm gonna put on a right show. Why is there a cat under there? What is it? He winked at me.
He wants to do someone's put notices that they've lost their cat and they're like, I found my cat.
Well, I think I found your cat. I've listened to that podcast. That podcast.
But you have to be a Patreon.
Yes. Should we start doing that? Phone it. Oh, that would be that. That's
what
phoning people. Have like, no, it's
no. Yeah, no, that's what you.
I'm saying.
Somehow kicking them under the dad.
I'll tell you where your cat is if you listen to my podcast. Horrible.
So what was it?
Adele.
Yeah, so then I started singing Somewhere Like You, and you went, oh, I used to sing that in the steakhouse.
No, I miss so many words when I'm talking. When I listen back to stuff of me, I'm like, I understand now where people are coming from when they look like scared when they're talking to me, because it's like missing puzzle pieces. But basically, I used to work in a steakhouse. And it would be like, I was a bit skint in that, so sometimes I'd get a taxi home, but most of the time I'd walk home, and it was like, I think it was 2 miles from home, and I would walk, and it'd be in the middle of it, there'd be like a little dark foresty bit, where it was like there were no lights in it, because no one lived around there really. There were like, you know, some people up on a hill, but they didn't have any lights and stuff, and it was like a roady bit. So what I would do when I got scared is just start singing Adele to myself. Because then, if anyone saw me, they were like, I'm going to have a bit of that. They'd be maybe put off, because I'd maybe look like hard work, because I'm walking down the street singing Adele to myself. But also, it's just reassuring, because I'd be like, never mind, actually, I don't know if that song was out at that point. It was something Adele that I was singing.
Oh, that's it's sad if it's like... Should I give up
or should I just keep pavements? That I can't even see because it's so bloody dark. I remember that one time walking home from that. I don't know if I was overtired. I saw a wolf, I think, walking down that path.
Excuse me, what's the time? Did I die? Yeah! Should I give up?
But yeah, I used to sing Adele to calm myself down, but also, it's the same thing with the ukulele. Before I drove, I would make myself look as strange as possible. So I hold the ukulele. So if I felt I was on like a street where someone might like it felt dicey, I'd get the ukulele out the bag and I would hold it by the thingy. So then if anyone was thinking about approaching me, I look a lot weirder than them.
Yeah.
So they're gonna be like, actually leave her alone. She like, or if they attack me, I can just plop.
Oh good.
Oh, they think I'm going to sing to them. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're like, oh, I thought you'd do it. She's going to start singing Adele. Are you about it? Like,
I often think that. I often think if people wear, like, bright colours and just look mad, I think, then they'll go, oh, well, if when there's the going, did you see this person? Everyone would have, because they would have been more distinctive rather than, like, someone that was dressed like a stagehand. They're completely in black.
Oh, for some reason.
I'm barefoot.
I thought you meant like a costume of a hand. And like someone like...
Well, yeah, no, they wouldn't kidnap them.
No, very difficult. You have to fold the fingers in. Make a fist!
Well, that was the there's that gig. Did you ever do Chris Kehoe's gig in and the nearest train station was like 2 miles away, and you'd walk through this like moor, and then I went to the Haywood or Heaven, and then when I got there, the people that worked there were so horrified. They were like, everyone gets murdered there, that they sorted like they pay for an Uber.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, for me on the way back.
But that's the thing with, I feel like you're similar to me, you don't think about it until you get there. No. And you're like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done.
Well, we don't. You don't think, oh, was there any murderers around here?
No.
Yeah.
I would have probably done, so I used to do that a lot, walk into gigs. I turn up early and then like just walk it, because I'm just so reluctant. Buses and stuff in different cities stress me out, because sometimes you
never know. And it was as well, especially when I was starting out, the days where you didn't have Google Maps as much, so then I'd
I can't believe you, how did you gig without it? I don't understand.
Well, did I tell you that? I used to draw maps. Did I tell you this?
Yeah, you did, and I'm still blown away by it, because I think I was telling someone else about it the other day, actually, like doing the car show, and I was saying, yeah, there's a comedian, and Harriet was telling me that she used to do it, like, but drawing on map, like, how? I don't think I would gig outside of my town.
But you get quite limited. I think I've only known of one gig
I'll be doing it outside the big Tesco. Gotta get that type 5 sorted, boys.
Yeah, but you just, because I think I've always been of the mind that if they can fucking do it, I can do it. So I wouldn't think that I don't know, that I couldn't do it, and I'd just be like, well, fine, I'm walking 5 miles through a forest then.
Exactly. And it's music, get your steps in. Especially, like, I'm less the thing with it now, but this step thing, I used to be like, I have to get my 10,000. So, like, I'd be like, yeah, if I can walk an hour before the gig, get me on it.
Turn up sweaty, 1 foot is bloody covered in mud because you've slipped in a bog.
Yeah.
And then you've got a fucking parakeet that's nesting in your hair.
Well, actually, I brought that from home. That's what related.
Your mum sewed a nest on you.
Yeah. Not again.
Yeah, but the now, my God, now the luxury of just being in a car in your own space and your own songs, or what CDs have you? How's your music journey been?
You know what? I still haven't been able to go to. I've been dying to go to charity shops and buy some of the, like, CDs to see if I can find any of my like old ones. I had a teenager and that, but I found the other day an Owl City CD.
Yeah, what were they? What's that famous
for? I like to make myself believe that. I was going to say Channel 4. Planet Earth. Trying to make myself believe Channel. Why do I keep saying Channel 4 to it? I think it's because it's the same syllables. Channel 4. Planet Earth. Yeah. Fireflies.
Oh, yeah. What's that one go like?
I like to make myself turn slowly. You would not believe your eyes if 10,000 fireflies.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's more than 10 million.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't believe it.
And they sing like, you would not. It's like that. Isn't it?
Yeah. And I don't know if it's a computer.
I think one of your friends.
I was just about to say, very.
Yeah. Oh no, it's my hair.
Oh. Very similar. When I came to the car park and I was like, I couldn't see your car, and I was thinking, maybe Harriet's got a new car. And then I saw the person in the car had like neon greeny turquoisey hair. And I was like, well, Harriet's had colourful hair before, so maybe she's got a new car and dyed her hair in the space for
like
4 months.
And become a boy with a woolly cat.
Was it a boy?
Yeah.
If I haven't got my glasses on, I can't see. All I saw was like this, like a bit of hair. And it might have been the hat even.
I think, shall we say goodbye?
Bye.
Bye. Oh. Oh, well, thank you ever so much. If anyone has anything they would like for us to cover within these Mind Guff episodes, I have deeply enjoyed chatting to you today, Anna.
Oh, deeply. God. You try chatting to you too, Harriet.
God bless you.
God bless.
I don't usually find women funny, but...
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.